Time for staff meeting.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, sir.
Sir, we have an idea we'd like to try out.
What is it?
Well, sir, we've got hundreds of people coming to town, and they all need a place to stay.
This is a chance to make some big money.
How?
Why don't we give the inn a new image?
Yeah, instead of a one-night donkey stop, we could be a luxury inn.
Get rid of the riffraffs. No more peasants. No more lepers.
No more tax collectors.
Yeah!
Only the most important people at your inn.
People who like to spend an extra shekel or two.
I like it. I like it. How do we get them here?
Superior service.
A fig on every pillow at night.
Ballet camel hitching.
Ah, ooh.
Each guest will get a special sleeping mat made of the softest bulrushes.
And over the front door, a big sign with 5 B's. Benjamin's, Bess, Bethlehem, B&B.
B&B?
Bulrushes and breakfast.
And at the top of the sign, a big shining star to light it up at night.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Splendid idea. Make the sign at once.
What's going on here?
Aw, my little desert blossom. We've got some marvelous plans for the inn.
Plans? What kind of plans?
A whole new image. Picture a brand new sign with 5 big B's on it. You know what that stands for?
Yeah.
I think we're gonna need a different name.
Don't worry, sir. We'll get right to it.
But the name's not important. What's important is that we're gonna be a luxury inn. Nothing but the finest guests.
Benjamin, really?
No, I mean it. We'll have kings knocking on our door before you can say, Epiphany, we'll get rich.
Benjamin, I'm not sure this is such a great idea. Besides, last night I had the strangest dream.
Oh no, you and your silly dreams. What was it this time? Another angel?
As a matter of fact, yes. It told me something important was about to happen here.
Well, that proves it then. Even heaven knows we're gonna make money off of this census.
Dollars and cents us, they're gonna tax us. The people are away from their homes. We'll have to pay to rest their tired bones. Dollars and cents us. It's like a big fuss. They go together like sand and sandals. Dollars and cents us. I must admit, when I sleep at night, I find instead of counting sheep, I'm counting dollar signs. Dollars and cents us. I think I'm in love. I know the pairing will be quite healthy. I feel good when I'm good and wealthy.
Dollars and cents, what's all the big fuss? We love together
dollars and cents us.
Oh, Benjamin, what's happened to you? I think you're more in love with gold than you are with me.
May I assist you in any way, ma'am?
No, you might as well help my husband with his great plan.
I'm afraid I can't. It's my job to take care of the stable. Ma'am?
Yes?
I can't help but wonder, what was your dream about?
Well, I'm glad somebody wants to know.
Yes, I really do.
Well, when it started, I was watching these two people, a man and a woman, walking down a long road all alone. And they looked really tired, like they were a long way from home. And when they stopped for a rest, I noticed the woman was expecting a baby. I know that doesn't seem all that unusual, but then I had this really strong feeling that the Messiah was very close, just around the next bend. And that's when I heard the angel. He whispered to me, "Stay awake, be ready when he comes. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light."
Meeting.
Okay, people, have we come up with a new name for the inn?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and show him.
I think the inn should be made for an emperor, so we should call it Caesar's Palace.
Ooh. Okay, that's pretty good. But what if we expand into a whole chain of inns? We call it Best Middle Eastern.
Wait. What about this? A motel so great, it could have been made on the sixth day of creation. We'll call it Motel VI. We'll leave the candle lit for you.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone. I think we've got ourselves a name. Now let's get to work. Our guests are arriving.
What size sleeping mat would you like? King, queen, or centurion?
Two centurions, the rollaway, please.
Right away.
Could you please validate my stable tickets?
Of course. Hey, nice camel. Voyager?
No, it's the caravan.
How's it going?
It's great. We could double the prices and they'd still keep coming. Pay in advance. Cash only, please.
This is outrageous.
Sorry, we don't accept Samaritan Express.
It looks awfully crowded, Joseph. What if they won't take us?
We don't have a choice. We tried everywhere else.
Come on! We're tarping in line! We need a room to rest!
We only accept the best.
It's getting late!
You'll have to wait.
We're tired and cold.
Let's see your gold.
I'm thrilled, we're filled, right to the rim. It's fact, we're packed here at the inn. But for the right price, I will sell to you a special suite in my lavish motel. Everybody wants to stay with me. Everybody wants his own room key. I admit my rates are robbery, but everybody wants to stay with me.
Sir, I know we don't have a lot of money, but we need a place to stay.
What's wrong with you people? Weren't you listening? I'm a people person, like the next guy. If I could write every soul a letter, it would say, I love you, for richer or poorer. But if you want a room, richer is better.
Thank you.
Come on, Mary. We better go.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
I think I can help you. There's a stable over there. It's not as nice as the inn, but it is warm. I can let you guys in if you'd like.
God bless you.
Hey, guys, look. It's an inn. Hello? Anybody home? We're looking for a baby lying in a manger. Buddy, we have one room left, the Imperial Suite. So unless you have a load of gold, myrrh, or frankincense, you're not looking for anything around here.
Boy, this is harder than we thought. We already looked in every inn in town.
Yeah, when the angels sang it, it sounded so easy.
Did somebody say angels?
Yeah, did you hear angels too?
Not exactly, but tell me what happened.
Well, we were all out in the fields watching our sheep.
That's what we do. We're shepherds, you know.
Right, so we were all sitting around kind of like this.
Yeah, you gotta see how it was. There were sheep over there, all over the hillside.
Okay. Yeah, and it was really dark and quiet.
And then all of a sudden, right up there in the sky.
Angels!
Yeah! Yeah.
The way it happened.
So what do you think?
I think there's something you gotta see. Come on, follow me.
By my calculations, we're almost there. 21.7 cubits west, 13.5 cubits north.
Master, come quick.
Ah, look at those kings. I knew we'd hit the jackpot sooner or later. Friends, you won't be sorry you chose us. And what brings you here?
We followed the star.
See, I told you so. Yes, it's an impressive sign, isn't it?
No, not that star. That star.
Which I now can say most definitely is indicating a spot right over there.
Wait. Not over there. There must be a mistake.
It's no mistake. We've been following this star for months.
Walking in the
the burning sun, walking when the day was done, walking on in spite of fear, walking now for several years, searching for the Holy One, looking for God's Son,
chasing a star across half the world has led us to the Christ. Chasing a star across half the world proves that we are wise.
Sandals on our tired feet, legs aren't what they used to be. Journey now has reached its end, we'd walk every mile again, searching for the Holy One, looking for God's Son.
Chasing a star across half the world has led us to the Christ. Chasing a star across half the world proves that we are wise.
Chasing a star across half the world has led us to the Christ. Chasing a star across half the world proves that we are wise.
No, stop. Come back. You're supposed to come to my inn. It's where all the best people stay.
I guess you're out of luck, sir.
I don't understand it. What did I do wrong?
Oh, Benjamin.
All that work, all those people we turned away just to make room for rich guests. And when they show up, they don't even stay. It was all for nothing.
There you are, ma'am. I've been looking all over for you.
You were?
Yes. Do you remember that dream you had about the man, the woman, and the Messiah?
Yes.
Well, it's come true. Come on.
Is it really him?
Yes, it really is.
Thank you.
Please don't leave, Benjamin.
Oh, Rachel, I really wanted to impress everybody, especially people like those kings.
Well, it doesn't matter now.
But I thought turning those people away would make me look important. Rachel, I've made a terrible mistake.
Well, if you have, you've come to the right place.
Ma'am, I'm really sorry I couldn't find a place for you. You're welcome at the inn, if you like.
Thank you. You're welcome here, too.
Aw, he's smiling.
Hey, I think he likes me. Well, that's the way it happened. And from that day on, I was a totally changed man.
Totally?
Well, okay. I got a few rough spots.
He wanted to take the star off our sign and put it on the stable permanently.
I was excited, that's all. How often do you get to see a miracle?
Well, at last you're telling the truth.
That's why when we see a new group of travelers, like yourselves,
we can't help going out on Bethlehem Street
and waking the whole neighborhood to tell everybody, you're all welcome at our place.
The Messiah has come.
Thank you. This morning we're going to be taking up a special offering, and that offering is going to be going to a very special fundraiser. It's an ongoing thing for our school called the Booster Club. And the Booster Club is this amazing blessing to the families of our school. It supports so many students. And one of the beautiful things about the Booster Club is that all funds that we raise through the Booster Club, they go straight to students. They're not used for any other reasons or purposes except for to make sure that our students get a Christian education at AUA. And so we thank the Martella family for even heading that and other people involved in that, but we have a part to play as well, amen? So as the offering is taken up today, you may put your funds in the offering plates. You may also go online now. There's an easier way for you to do it if you are more tech savvy than others, and that is by going to auaboosterclub.square. AUABoosterClub.square, and you may give online as well. Thank you in advance for your support. Thank you for being here. We know that you support us because we see you. We see you here, and we very much appreciate that. Let's pray for this particular offering. Holy Father, thank you so much for a successful program. Thank you, God, for your angels being here with us, and I pray that you were blessed above all. I pray, God, that you're drawing hearts to you, Father, and a part of that, God, is by drawing students, God, who don't know you, closer to you through Christian education, oh God. So, Lord, I pray that you will bless this money. May it be multiplied in the most amazing way. Bless those who can give and those who can't. And then also bless families, God, who will be recipients of this amazing blessing. In the name of Jesus, we're praying, we all say,